We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives, as we honour a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, gracious viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Yobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor, and Ciudad Vela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunal Cable Company, in Boyaca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Teleboyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Intacua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tepiraquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAR. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. And Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. And Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on See It Sad. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bouay on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolian Hove Province, Channel 21 on Hanalte Cable TV. In Iridanet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tinger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Supatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhun Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and Hotulshan 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sunshine City in Dornahab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandalhab City, Channel 12 on Herold Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neo Strata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 95 on Yongja Lua Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilong County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mincheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tungtai Cable TV. And in Chai County, Channel 97 on Guoshung Cable TV. And in Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Chai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Toliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yunchan Township on Beikan Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan pledges over $30 million to Laos for climate change assistance. In science news, American researchers develop an armband that projects a touchscreen display onto the human skin. In animal welfare news, an Israeli artist constructs a device to help a canine companion walk. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 16th, is the birthday of His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, born in 1927 in Marktel am Inn, Germany. Elected in 2005 as head of the Roman Catholic Church, His Holiness has voiced a devoted commitment to preserving the ecosphere and halting climate change. His Holiness said, "We cannot simply do what we want with this earth of ours, with what has been entrusted to us. Our earth is talking to us, and we must listen to it." Also dedicated to our harmonious planet, His Holiness has emphasized that we must honor life. Our respectful appreciation, Your Holiness, Pope Benedict XVI, for your care for our precious world. May God bless you with a peaceful and illuminating birthday.
Hawaiian News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Kazakhstan. In March 2010, heavy rains combined with unexpectedly rapid snowmelt in the southern province of Almaty resulted in devastating floods that stormed through the village of Kizil Agash as a dam burst in Aksuski region. At least 44 people perished and 2,500 others were forced to evacuate.
This tragedy, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her deep sorrow and prayers and donated $15,000 in emergency aid, asking that our nearby association members go to help those most in need. This amount could purchase $590,000 in supplies bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Kazakhstan.
Our association's relief team from South Korea went to the affected area, contributing $6,000 of their personal funds to cover their travel expenses and help with the relief. Once there, they met with the deputy mayor of Aksuski as well as the head of flood-swept Kizil Agash.
Снежные паводки, увеличилась вода, и плотина не выдержала свой напор. И вылилось на село.
Finding that the 2,500 displaced persons were most in need of cash aid, the relief team prepared envelopes containing a total of $17,100. While distributing these, our association members also spoke with the director of a village school who said that their 10 computers had been lost to the flood. The team immediately donated $3,000 to replace this equipment for the school. The relief recipients expressed their sincere thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association for coming from afar, with some saying they hoped the team could return later to see how the village had been restored.
Мы очень им благодарны, что в такое тяжелое время, хоть они внесли какую-то лепту, помощь нашим жителям. Огромное спасибо за ваше посещение нашего села.
We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving support for the vulnerable and appreciate the diligent endeavors of our association's relief team. Our prayers are with the affected Kazakh people in wishing them a swift return to regularity as such calamities are minimized through humanity's increased care for each other and the planet.
Fatal storm pummels India and Bangladesh. A destructive cyclone tore through northeastern India overnight on Tuesday, April 13th, claiming at least 130 lives and injuring hundreds across Bihar, West Bengal, and Assam states, as well as neighboring Bangladesh. Officials say the storm, which brought winds of up to 160 kilometers an hour, caused more than 100,000 homes to collapse with heavy rains, then drenching victims whose roofs had been torn away by the winds. Telecommunication links sustained major damage, while railway lines and roads were closed. The governments of West Bengal and Bihar announced the provisions will be made for reconstruction and to those who have lost family members. Meanwhile, officials in both countries are sending emergency supplies, including rice, water pouches, tarpaulin sheets, and dried fruit.
Upon knowing of the calamity, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her condolences and prayers, asking our nearby association members to please go, if possible, to help the most desperate, including the elderly or orphaned without caregivers. She added that funds would be provided as needed. Our gratefulness all officials and emergency crews working to ease this tragic situation. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted aid to the storm afflicted. May the Indian and Bangladeshi people be graced with protection as our more benevolent stewardship of the ecosphere helps alleviate dangers as these.
Icelandic volcano erupts for the second time in a month. Officials evacuated 800 residents and tourists as the Eyjafjallajökull glacier spewed a plume of ash up to 11 kilometers into the atmosphere on Wednesday, April 14th. Melting of the glacier atop the volcano caused flooding, and crews worked to release the rushing waters so that bridges would not capsize. In Europe, hundreds of flights were canceled the following day, as countries such as the United Kingdom, Norway, Denmark, and northern France began closing down their airspace to protect plane engines from the damaging effect of the drifting ash particles. Our appreciation for the Icelandic and European officials' timely actions to safeguard the public, wishing for the soon resuming of regular day-to-day life for all affected, as we pray that our kinder actions help events as these to subside.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. Pulitzer Prize recipients honored. The commendable distinction conferred across 21 categories of newspaper journalism, literature, and musical composition is awarded for outstanding American contributions in media and the arts. In this year's journalism category, writers for the leading newspaper, The Washington Post, received 4 awards, while media members of The New York Times received 3, with the Philadelphia Daily News and online-only news agency ProPublica each being recognized as well. In literature, writer Paul Harding was honored for fiction, and Ray Armantrout won for her poetry volume, Versed, while Jennifer Higdon received the Pulitzer for her Violin Concerto in the music category, to name but a few. Finally, the legendary Hank Williams was bestowed with a posthumous special citation for his lifetime achievements as a musician. Our joyful congratulations, awardees, for your prominent and deserved achievements. May all journalists, writers, and musicians be blessed in sharing their uplifting creativity and insightful knowledge with humanity.
Mexico moves to protect from childhood obesity. On Tuesday, April 13th, Mexico's 500-member Chamber of Deputies passed a bill that promotes better food choices and exercise in the country's primary and secondary schools. Once passed by the Senate, the measure, which is designed to counter growing rates of obesity, would restrict the sale of junk food at schools while promoting fruits, juices, and other healthy options. Physical education would also be included as a daily activity in the curriculum. Bravo and God bless your excellencies for this life-restoring legislation that encourages vitality through exercise and fresh, plant-based fare. Surely such a plan, leading to the exemplary health of the nation's youth, is a model for countries across the globe.
Where? Than ever before and are trying to eat in a better way.
Physicians, celebrities, and more urge a veg solution for people and the planet.
Hi, I'm Maggie Q. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
At their 25th anniversary gala in West Hollywood, California, USA, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, rallied veg celebrities and other role models in a shared cause of promoting a healthier, compassionate lifestyle.
Because they share the earth with us. I mean, you know, we're... If you ever get to know an animal, they're just wonderful, and they're full of unconditional joy. And it's a crime to kill them. Absolutely a crime.
Among those attending were vegan supporters, U.S. Congressperson and his wife, Dennis Kucinich and Elizabeth Kucinich, who is also Director of Public Affairs for PCRM.
You know, when you look at how you can reverse type 2 diabetes using a plant-based diet, this is a free way to control things, and it's a very empowering thing for people to be following.
I think the next step is for the Congress to move forward to look at prevention of disease, which inevitably leads quite quickly to food, nutrition, diet. It's already happening thanks to the work of Elizabeth and Neil Barnard at PCRM.
Apart from saving both human and animal lives, this esteemed organization of vegan doctors and nutrition experts is also promoting a plant-based diet to halt climate change.
What's good for your body is also good for the climate. And we now know that animal agriculture is the biggest contributor to climate change. So we could change that now easily, one meal at a time.
Moreover, PCRM's renowned forward-thinking supporters, who are also caring animal lovers, also highlighted this most needed solution.
Remember, meat consumption is the single biggest cause of global warming, far beyond transportation. I think we're at the cusp of a huge revolution in eating, and people are really starting to wake up to the cruelty in factory farming.
There are shifts that can be taken, that can be made on this planet.
So if you really care about the environment, you do a lot better switching from a regular diet to a plant-based diet.
When describing the personal benefits of living vegan, those at the gala often shared their reasons in impressive lists.
Changed my life. One, I'm healthier. Two, I still feel like I'm 25. I'm able to save the environment. I'm able to do as much as I can possibly do by not killing any of the land animals or any animals whatsoever.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, you have an environmental, social, health, you know, humanitarian, I mean, you name it, there's an issue there. And so there are many good reasons to live this way.
It's a win-win-win situation. It's good for the environment, it's good for people, it's good for animals.
Our applause and deep appreciation, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, celebrities, and leaders of your fields for being the heroes of our time. May more and more people likewise adopt a vegan diet as clearly the best way to protect our health, our co-inhabitants, and our beautiful planet.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Thanks
and
a lot.
And hi, Supreme Master.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Save the planet. It's an awesome, awesome cause.
Be veg,
go green, save the planet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the climate committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission, and so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Pilots land malfunctioning plane safely, approaching the Hong Kong airport on a Cathay Pacific flight carrying more than 300 passengers from Indonesia. The two Australian pilots on board acted quickly when it became apparent that one engine had failed and the other was malfunctioning. Even when six of the plane's eight tires deflated upon landing, the pilots still maneuvered the plane to safety. While eight passengers were treated at a hospital for minor injuries, everyone else was able to walk away. One of the pilot's colleagues stated, "It is a miracle they managed to get the plane down safely. What they did was nothing short of heroic." We join in lauding the Australian pilots for your swift and professional actions that protected hundreds of passengers, wishing the injured a soon recovery and that everyone may enjoy celebrations of life in the loving company of family and friends. For their courageous, life-saving efforts, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the two pilots with the Shining World Hero Award.
Save Our Planet, Demise of Arctic Seabirds Explained by Climate Change. In an article recently published in the journal Arctic, Dr. Mark Mallory and two other scientists from the Canadian Wildlife Service reported their findings on a study of six species of Arctic birds that are perishing by the thousands as they now endure global warming effects such as insects, unpredictable weather, and avalanches.
Birds like the thick-billed mirrors, fulmars, and black-legged kittiwakes have been observed being plagued by mosquitoes, as well as being found with broken wings and fatalities from colliding with one another in thick fog or being thrown against cliffs by gusting winds. In one catastrophic event, the researchers estimated that 800 birds were killed when a cliff they were resting on collapsed due to erosion. While the scientists did not intend to focus on fatalities related to a warming planet, Dr. Mallory commented, "A high proportion of the adult birds we see tend to be dying due to factors related to climate and weather."
Though deeply saddened by these tragedies, we are grateful for such research about these valued species. May such findings hasten our actions to protect our fragile ecosystems and fellow beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often addressed the heart-rending plight of our animal co-inhabitants and humanity's ability to stop it, as during an August 2008 video conference with our Canadian Association members.
They are trying their best to sound a warning bell, warning by disease, and even death en masse. But I don't know how many of us are listening. They're trying to help us, but we're trying to kill them. It's a very sad affair. We humans have to do everything we can, not waiting for the animals. They're already dying. Numerous are dying every day. So many other signs in the nature, so many animal signs, but we have to listen. It's not the animals, it's us. We just have to remind everybody to be veg and to be kind to the animals. That's the only way we can protect them.
Save Our Planet, with the UN warning that nearly 300 million people in the region will face water shortages by 2025, the 43-state Union for the Mediterranean meets in Barcelona, Spain to seek a unified conservation plan.
Save Our Planet, the city of Los Angeles in California, USA, promotes recycling and rainwater reuse to prevent runoff pollution, as well as alleviate drought in affected areas.
Save Our Planet. Resource ministers from countries bordering the Nile River attend a two-day conference in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt to continue developing the terms of a cooperative water-sharing program.
Save Our Planet. Hollywood actors Robert Redford, Susan Sarandon, and Danny Glover accept invitations to attend the Bolivia-hosted World People's Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth starting April 19th.
Charlie the Chipmunk, a vegan, here to share a tip about creating a loving relationship between you and your parrot friend. It's good to offer choices to your delightful companion. For example, give a few toys or a few vegetables and let your feathered friend select. This is a way to show your respect for this marvelous being and he or she will appreciate it. Have fun with your heavenly angel. Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In world news, Japan pledges over $30 million to Laos for climate change mitigation. The funds will also be used to assist with forest preservation and sustainable energy development. The aid is part of the Hatoyama Initiative, through which Japan supports developing nations to decrease the effects of global warming. Our earnest thanks, Japan. Heaven bless your generous support of Laos and the ecosphere. May countries continue to help each other to bring about a kinder and healthier planet.
In science news, a new device turns users' arms into touchscreens. American scientists at Microsoft Research and Carnegie Mellon University are collaborating to produce an armband that projects a touchscreen display directly onto human skin. The researchers are combining a tiny projector, which creates a display setting, with an advanced sensor that can identify which part of a person's arm is being tapped. Called SkinPut, potential uses include playing simple games, making phone calls, and adjusting audio equipment. Kudos, Microsoft Research and Carnegie Mellon University scientists, on your innovation. May it have many practical uses in the near future. Up next on Noteworthy News, Hopa, a special canine, now has mobility thanks to a set of wheels created just for him. We'll take a moment in prayer for the happiness of all beings. Stay tuned for more responsible news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conscientious news for a moral world. In animal welfare news, an Israeli artist assists a beautiful canine to walk. 4-year-old Hopa, who was born missing his two front legs, is the loving dog companion of Mr. Avi Kuzi, chairman of Israeli Society for the Protection of Animals. Mr. Kuzi said, "From the moment I took him to my house, I knew I had to build something that would help him to move." Mr. Kuzi enlisted the help of Mr. Nir Shalom, an art student and animal lover, who designed a special set of training wheels for Hopa. Once the precious canine becomes accustomed to getting around with them, he will be given a custom-made advanced dog prosthesis. This should give him even greater freedom of movement. Bravo, Mr. Nir Shalom, on your wonderful creation. Also, our heartfelt gratitude, Mr. Avi Kuzi, on your dedication to Courageous Hopa. May the two of you enjoy many years of delightful walks and talks in each other's cherished company.
Time for some lighthearted humor with a joke of the day entitled Announcement, told in Mandarin.
雪已经下了好几个小时，学校用广播器宣布，将车停在校门旁的学生，请将您的车辆移开，以方便我们铲雪。20分钟后，学校又广播一次，跑出去移开那14辆车的900位学生，请回教室上课。
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you, Supreme Master TV, for such compelling programming. For several years, I too have sought to make a difference in the world by offering my vegan, gluten-free cheesecake product, Cheesecake. Now, I seek to make my film, vegans, the next generation. This will be a film that inspires and empowers children in choosing a compassionate, eco-friendly vegan diet. Alan from Vancouver, Canada.
Planet-loving Alan, thanks for your sweet note. Your animal-free cheesecake looks delicious, and the future movie sounds fantastic. Our sincere wishes for the best of luck and blessings in bringing it to fruition. With all our love and appreciation.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May heavenly mercy and wisdom be your trusted guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Egypt's First Lady Suzanne Mubarak presides over the opening of the Royal Jewelry Museum in Alexandria, a former palace and architectural wonder with displays of rare paintings, statues, decorations, and royal jewelry.
The Kuwaiti Red Crescent Society sends its fourth humanitarian aid shipment to Yemen, carrying 140 tons of relief supplies to assist some 350,000 people.
As the first Oloxese or Vietnamese head of state to visit Tunisia since the establishment of diplomatic relations, President Nguyen Minh Triết meets with President Zainal Abidine Ben Ali, with both pledging to further develop their country's ties.
Saudi Arabia's Shura Council votes to join the UN's optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child to safeguard children from exploitation through elevated standards of healthcare, education, and legal rights.
The Palestinian Authority announces a decrease in the region's need for donor aid as the government continues on track toward the status of independent state.
A new study by American scientists show that diets high in fruits and vegetables reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease.
Russia's Ministry of Emergency Aid announces that humanitarian shipments are being sent to Haiti, Nicaragua, Guinea, Sri Lanka, Lebanon, and Armenia.
Commemorating 35 years of peace within their country, Lebanese politicians from different political parties play a friendly soccer match with a theme of "We Are One Team."
South Korea announces plans to provide $50,000 in emergency aid to Fiji following a recent cyclone.
In a special U.S. government canine training program, officials say that dogs are superior to any technology in identifying explosives due to their intelligence and keen sense of smell.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.